Hello, I'm Claire Bowen from the RAB, talking to Pam Myers, who works at Rorschach Radio in the UK and has been on the jury for the Radio Lions in Cannes this week. Very exciting news for the UK. We had a gold awarded to Oakley Mather, a few silvers as well, and some bronzes. So a pretty successful year for UK radio. Pam, give us some insights into the session and what the judging experience was like for you.
What it was like. I mean, it was a, overall, I'd like to say what a fantastic experience it was. Also, I think it was kind of interesting watching the drama of it actually unfold, of the judging itself. And speaking very specifically about the UK entries, one thing I'd really like to stress is how, you know, very well received they were amongst the jury. They got some very high praise. I might add, some from very unexpected quarters. There were some kind of subtleties that came out that people really warmed to. And we were very, very close to bringing home the super big gong at that point as well. So it was
the Grand Prix.
Very exciting. We were very, very close. Yeah, that's the way, you know, without betraying any confidences. But when it got down to kind of the last selection, you know, there was a lot of talk about it, and it was really between a couple of things. So yeah, it was good.
And that's fantastic. So RAB have been out here in Cannes for 4 years. This is the second year that we've run a radio zone in the Palais. But first year I came out here, the thought of UK work being up there for a Grand Prix nomination would have been unheard of.
Yeah.
Do you think this is signifies something of a revival of interest in radio, or is this start of a winning streak for us?
I think if we play our cards right, it could be the start of something, you know, a whole new, beautiful life, I think, actually. Because I think what we're seeing is a kind of a willingness in the UK, specifically again in the UK, to kind of, you know, take that market and rethink it. And I'd like to say also that I think you know, thinking about the piece of audio that won, what's become more apparent to me having sat on the jury is I think from a judging point of view, what the jury really warmed to is something that is big than just one thing. So, and I'm thinking here, the BBC One Extra mantra right now is listen, watch, share.
Yes.
And I think in the end of it, you know, many of the judges coming from a kind of, you know, multidisciplinary background, because of course, you know, I come at it from a pure radio anorak point of view. So, you know, I'm going to think of it one thing, but we had a lot of other, you know, totally non-radio anoraks, and their ideas were quite different. But the kind of the listen, watch, share is a key benchmark, I think, for what we're starting to see.
Okay. So you think there's evidence of innovation within radio, and radio is considered quite a conservative category, but certainly looking at the winning work, lots of it is innovative and different, not least global radio from the stuff that they did XFM.
Absolutely, and in fact what was great about the jury this year was there was a much higher representation of production people, and that included, we had one jury member who was from a radio station actually in India, so she had a great kind of global viewpoint, and in fact she was particularly interested in the X-Men XFM motif, because she made some great points. She said, look, you know, you can have a fantastic idea for something like this, but your presenters have to be right behind it, and actually that was a great comment, because I think that's what really, you know, kind of sealed the deal on that, was the commitment that went right the way around that project. So yes,
fantastic. And the term radio is becoming a much broader umbrella. Do you think there's scope for maybe changing that into broadening into an audio?
Well, I think I kind of seized my moment in the press conference afterwards, and and said actually, you know, for me personally, I would start to think of it as, you know, multi-platform radio. Is it radio and multi-platform audio? You know, the radio. I sat recently on a panel to discuss a new potential radio production A-level that's being proposed actually in schools with the AQA board, and there was a big discussion around the table between radio people and audio people and what's the split there. I may be less of a radio purist than some, but what I absolutely love, and I'll just say it again, is that, you know, listen, watch, share. To me, what I think is fantastic is the bits, all the work actually that has been awarded any medal of any sort represents work which is going to challenge our new creative practitioners, make people think about what they can achieve on radio. I think it was genuinely inspiring.
Now, I heard there are obviously a lot more entries this year than there have been in previous years, which is fantastic, but it does mean that you've got an awful lot of listening to do.
Yes.
Do you have any tips for people when they're entering work, or how to present it, or how to kind of give their brilliant work the best shot at
Okay, there's one piece of advice which sounds really obvious but actually is not, is make sure you're in the right category, because there were a few pieces that we would have loved to have awarded perhaps, you know, more in a performance category. I think I'm right in saying there were a couple of categories that were quite new this year as well. I think craft has been expanded, so it does include best use of technology and I can't remember the categories I've sat through so many, best use of audio, the kind of, you know, slightly broader categories. So do that. But also I think the other thing to bear in mind is that, you know, your work is being seen by people who know nothing about you, absolutely nothing. And I found, personally, I found it actually quite helpful to just have, you know, it didn't have to be a long thing, but just make sure that your work is actually explained. And now this is quite a moot point. I know there are jury members who don't agree with me on this, but actually the kind of the presence of a case study,
yes,
I think is becoming, and you, I can, I'm very open to the opinion that, that is against this, but I can, I saw it at play in the jury room. If there is a persuasive case study, but also not just persuasive, not like not selling it to me, but helping me understand the context in which this is presented, that seems to have a big impact on the jury, bearing in mind that, you know, there are people who are not radio people, we're not all speaking the same language, we're working in second, third languages, some of us, it really seems to help.
So I know that was certainly a point of discussion at DNAD this year. Now, on to DNAD, it was obviously a very exciting year for radio. They awarded the first black pencil in 32 years, so that's a great story in itself.
Yep.
DNAD versus Cannes, what do you think the difference is from a creative point of view? Is a different work does come up in each one. What do you think? There's a sort of a sort of ad that's likely to perform at DNAD and a sort of ad that's likely to win like over the Cannes.
Yeah, it's like the preliminary to the Oscars, isn't it? It's a, it's a really tough one, and I heard, interestingly enough, I heard amongst my fellow jurors, I heard a lot of discussion about that, you know, how it can feel to enter one piece of work in one award and you know, see it then as home and dry and something else. And I'm not sure there's really an answer to that, because the wild card there is always the composition of the jury. And as it's happened this year, we had a particular composition in one particular way. Another year, it may be a different thing. I suspect also, it was a point I think that kind of brought home to me more as our judging went on, is the very, very global stage that Cannes represents, which I think is I know obviously DNAD is a global stage as well, but
it's got a British feel, so it doesn't.
Okay, can you have a bigger global stage, or is it global is just one size, but there's like better than that?
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good point. Do you have any particular favourite pieces of work that you've heard over the past few days that you sort of will take home from Cannes and think, yes, that was the one I wish I'd done?
I had over the period of judging, there were a number of times where I suddenly, you know, felt my heart start pounding with, you know, envy and despair that I hadn't made that piece of work. So yeah, I think there are a couple, and I think, I mean, you know, on an utterly personal level, my take home pieces would be obviously our Grand Prix winner, but I really, really felt very passionately about the Dove piece.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is, and actually I'd like to make some specific points about that, because in fact the Dove piece was, there was in the first kind of, it's an interesting story, I think I'm allowed to say, in the first kind of round of judging, it's a beautiful spot, but a few people passed it by. We didn't, you know, in the nature of judging, people do different, they're in different moods, they're hot, sure, they're tired, they're hungry.
And it's a quiet intention, it's a very quiet production.
That's the thing, so you play it back to back with something big, you know, we say this is like life on air, isn't it? But what happened with the Dove piece was when, you know, it came back into view and it won its gold, which was absolutely fantastic. And then, of course, it got reviewed again, potentially for the Grand Prix. Now, what that meant was that the piece was played out to all of us, you know, more than once, to all of us all together. And my skin is actually prickling while I talk about this, because when they played it in the room, three or four of our panel broke down into tears. We had guys crying in the room because it's that good.
Bringing grown men to tears.
Look, I pimpled. It was just like that.
I really admire it. I think it's a really lovely piece of work, and it's a great example of when radio is used correctly. Yeah. It's incredibly powerful and an emotional medium.
And I think also it's like, you know, hearing what Ralph said today, and that's another word, you know, I've heard used, authenticity.
Yes.
And casting. I mean, that was, you know, I was, you know, once, I think the story needed a little bit of explanation, the kind of, you know, it's quite funny hearing me try to explain the concept of poetry slam to my Indian colleague who was like baffled, and you know, my Singapore colleague who went, oh, poetry, I just assumed it was Wordsworth and I wouldn't understand it. You know, it's like, you know, don't think of it as rap, it's more like a, you know, kind of cultural, you know, you know, stream of consciousness thing. Yeah, it was amazing. It was really, really, and I was incredibly proud of the UK radio at that point.
It's lovely to be here, Mr. Pierre Constant. They see the UK so well represented. We've probably got time for one more question. I'm aware you have a helicopter to catch.
I do, actually.
When we look back on this, then you are actually going straight into an Uber helicopter.
I know.
The glamour and the lifestyle. If there's one piece of advice to creators in the UK for getting their work recognised at Cannes, what would it be?
I think I'd probably echo what Ralph just said in his talk, actually, which is, you know, be bold, and, be thoughtful in your writing, thoughtful in your casting. But then from a really practical point of view, I think, you know, I would reiterate what I said earlier. Do think really carefully about the categories you're in, because talking about it with the jury management team behind it, they said, you know, if something's clearly in the wrong category, they will, of course, tell the entrant. But, of course, it is your prerogative to put the spot where you think it belongs. So we had, for example, we had a couple of things. I can't remember exactly what they were, but, you know, something pops up in, you know, I don't know, automotive. But actually, you really want to see it in best performance. You know, then you've got to, you know, I would say, you know, don't be afraid to ask other people what their opinion is as well.
Right.
You know, don't just kind of assume because it's for a car, for example, that it has to go in one particular category.
Okay.
Because you may find that actually you're going to be stronger somewhere else. And other things, I think try not to drive yourself insane trying to second guess everything too much, because I think that dilutes the work.
Okay.
But I think also the more clearly it's presented. One thing I did notice was some of the sound files weren't great quality. So I would suggest, I'm assuming, you know, they've been passed around a lot, but they shouldn't degrade like that. Get a good WAV file in, that would be my advice. Make sure it's a good quality entrant.
Pam, lots of great tips and advice. It's been so nice getting to know you the past few days.
Thank you, Claire, you
Off
too.
You go and get your helicopter.
God, I know, mustache, eh?
All right.